2403, perimeter buffers around residential developments.
So commissioners, recall that this is one we had the hearing on, I guess, two meetings ago. And there was a lot of comment that was provided to the commission during the meeting. And then we held the record open for additional written comment. And that was, has all been uploaded onto the county's, the docket, the land use docket. So those are all available. I know that you have all looked at that information. And then, of course, staff did as well, since we were the ones who drafted the ordinance in the first place. There were some very good comments. Some were clarification, some were terminology, some were substantive. And I know I've had individual conversations with many of you about recommended changes. And sort of taking all that information into account, we've prepared a motion. I'm not going to go through all the, I'm going to read the motion, or somebody is. But just to highlight some of the comments that were given, one was to add a reference to forest inventory in addition to tree surveys in one of the requirements. One of the good one was, we had a forest assessment requirement, but we didn't have really a clear statement on what that assessment was or what shape or form it should be in. So there's a new definition of forest assessment report, which will actually be the document that's generated as a result of that forest assessment, which I think is important. One of the comments that we had was that we talk about perimeter buffers, and there's whereas clauses and things. But within the definition of the perimeter buffer, there was a suggestion to add sort of the purpose of it. And so what we've come up with at the suggestion and modification of some of the comments was the purpose within the definition being the perimeter buffer shall function to filter views from and into a subdivision in such a manner that improves the screening than if no landscaping was provided. We clarified the expectation of the trees when planted. We had in there that they have to, the intention was that whatever type of tree is planted has to ultimately reach a height of at least 10 feet. There's some better wording that's proposed for that. As I said, there's some other clarification things that I'm not going to hit here until we read it. But we had several comments about the time period for the guarantee and bonding, just to make clear that it's 2 years from the determination of substantial completion. There was some conflicting timeframes that were in there on that. And also, there was a question about whether it was sort of an either-or thing, 2 years or HOA turnover. The determination was made to make it just a straight 2 years, because that's easier to track, you know, for Jamie and his staff and engineering. And then there was another comment that we talked about. Oh, and I know, actually, two other ones. One that I didn't touch on yet, but was that in the buffer and in the buffer protection area, you know, there's some limited ability to remove dead trees, et cetera, in there. But I know Mr. Mears talked about that, and I think we talked about this as a commission. You know, what we don't want to have happen is somebody go in there and grub out or excavate out those stumps. So we've added a requirement that tree, stump removal has to be by stump grinding, not excavation or grubbing, so that protects everything around there. And then lastly, we heard from some folks who were concerned about a situation or potential situation, and in maybe one case, a real situation, where site work starts maybe on the first phase and then stalls. You know, because all of our timeframes are based on, well, you can't move into the next phase until you complete the prior one. Well, what happens if it stalls on that first phase? Or the first phase just takes a long time, you know, and you've got existing homes or developments next to it. So there's a suggestion in here, without specific language, but given council direction to look at that and state that in addition to, you know, not being able to start the next phase, you've got to complete that initial buffer within a set timeframe from when you start site work. So that'll give council some guidance on that, and staff will work on that. So what I think I'd like to do, because I think the motion you have doesn't capture a couple of those last changes, if it's okay with the commission, if I just go ahead and read it. And if you have changes, we can make that after I read it. And then if it's good with everybody, you know, we can second it and have a discussion on it. So any discussion before we do that? I don't want to take away anybody's. I mean, this was a, I would say, a good collaborative effort among the commission at the public hearing. The public comments were good, because they also provided, like I said, suggestions by line numbers, you know, about things that either to be added, deleted, changed, revised, whatever. And that was really helpful. And so I think we're at a, a better spot. So the motion is that the commission move recommending approval of ordinance number 24-03 regarding perimeter buffers around residential developments with some suggested revisions based on the record made during the public hearing, including the written comments that were received while the record remained open, and for the following reasons. One, the county subdivision and zoning codes currently provide for perimeter buffers around residential developments. However, the requirements are not entirely consistent. This ordinance consolidates the perimeter buffer requirements into one uniform set of standards, all within Chapter 99 of the county code. Two, as Sussex County has developed, it has become evident that more clarity is required within the perimeter buffer standards. This ordinance addresses that need. Three, the ordinance provides definite timeframes for the installation, completion, and maintenance of perimeter buffers. This is a significant improvement over the current code's requirements. Four, the county has seen existing woodland and vegetation along the perimeter of a proposed subdivision clear-cut and ultimately replaced with new plantings. The loss of the existing vegetation eliminated the natural screening that it provided. This ordinance promotes the retention of existing woodlands within a buffer area. Five, it has been shown that existing woodlands within a 30-foot buffer, even when preserved, can be seriously damaged if site work and grading occurs right to the edge of the buffer area and harms the root structures of the trees located there. This ordinance provides an additional 20-foot-wide perimeter buffer protection area that will promote and protect any existing woodlands within a perimeter buffer. Six, this ordinance provides clear remedies and penalties if and when an enforcement action becomes necessary following the damage or destruction of a buffer or the failure to maintain it. Seven, this ordinance is in accordance with the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and the goals, objectives, and strategies contained within it. Eight, several people and organizations provide testimony and written comments about this proposed ordinance. A majority of those comments are favorable, but with suggested improvements to the proposed language. And nine, this recommendation is subject to the following suggested revisions to the ordinance. A, at line 158, add, quote, forest inventory, close quote, before, quote, tree survey, close quote, so that it now states, quote, a forest inventory / tree survey, close quote. B, line 159, add, quote, either groups of trees or, close quote, before, quote, individual trees, close quote. Groupings of trees may be determined to have high habitat value in addition to individual trees. C, at line 160, add a new definition of forest assessment report as follows, quote, a report detailing the findings of a forest assessment prepared and certified by a licensed landscape architect, certified arborist, certified nursery professional, or licensed forester, or a forester designated by the Society of American Foresters as a certified forester. D, line 223, add a new sentence that better defines the purpose of a perimeter buffer with defines the purpose of the perimeter buffer within its definition as, quote, the perimeter buffer shall function to filter views from and into a subdivision in such a manner that improves the screening than if no landscaping was provided, close quote. E, at line 229, change the word, quote, prepared, close quote, to, quote, submitted, close quote, so that the definition of perimeter buffer landscape plan now states, quote, a plan submitted by a developer depicting compliance with the perimeter buffer and perimeter buffer protection area, et cetera, close quote. F, line 311, regarding the anticipated height of trees planted within the perimeter buffer, change the reference to, quote, attain a minimum height of 10 feet, close quote, to, quote, shall be a species that typically achieves a height of at least 10 feet, et cetera, close quote. G, lines 332 and 335, change the reference from forest assessment to forest assessment report. H, line 332 through line 335, delete the phrase, quote, prepared and certified by a licensed landscape architect, certified arborist, certified nursery professional, or licensed forester, or forester designated by the Society of American Foresters as the certified forester. This phrase becomes unnecessary since it will now be included within the new definition of forest assessment report. Line 362 through 363, insert, quote, and perimeter buffer protection area, close quote, after perimeter buffer in the existing sentence and add a new sentence at the end of the section, quote, permitted stump removal shall only occur by stump grinding that does not disturb the surrounding area or vegetation, close quote. J, line 386, replace the reference to the Planning and Zoning Commission as the entity reviewing the replacement plantings after a timber harvest to, quote, the director, close quote. K, line 422, replace the reference to, quote, woodlands, close quote, with, quote, perimeter buffer and perimeter buffer protection area, close quote. L, line 451, delete the phrase, quote, for any trees, shrubs, or existing woodlands, close quote, and add language confirming the duration of the developer's guarantee so that the note required to guarantee the full cost of replacement now states, quote, parentheses F, a note confirming a developer guarantees the full cost cost of replacement of the perimeter buffer for 2 years after the determination of substantial completion in accordance with section 99-31, close quote. Excuse me, M, line 510 to 512, revise the language about bonding timeframe so that it now states, quote, the bonds for perimeter buffers shall thereafter remain in place until 2 years after the determination of substantial completion in accordance with section 99-31. And line 541, insert, quote, perimeter buffer, close quote, after the word, quote, woodlands, close quote. O, line 547, delete the phrase, quote, in the form of newly created woodlands, close quote. The specific requirements of the remedy following damage or removal of trees is defined in the subsections that follow, so this phrase is not necessary. And P, the last recommendation is county council should consider a revision to require that a development must install the perimeter buffer at or within a certain time after a notice to proceed when the new development is next to an existing approved or under construction development or homes. This way, if the development is next to existing homes, for instance, there's more certainty about the timing of the installation of the buffer. And that's the motion with the recommendations.
So moved.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance 24-03, perimeter buffers around residential developments, with the recommendations contained in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mayors?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Hearing the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. The next item is conditional use number 2431, Play It Safe, LLC.
Does anybody have any discussion about this, or are we all good? Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2431 for Play It Safe, LLC, for professional office based upon the record made during the public hearing, and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks to allow the conversion of an existing daycare facility into a professional office. Two, the use of this property as an office is in character with the development trend of medical and professional office space along Savannah Road. For example, there are approximately 14 other conditional uses within a 1 mile radius of this site. Many of these are offices with uses very similar to what is sought here. Number three, the use as a professional office is supported by the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Four, the use with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. In fact, it is likely to have less of an impact on neighboring properties and roadways than the prior, more intensive use as a daycare facility. Number five, DelDOT will review the proposed entrance locations and may require design changes for the entrances as well as roadway improvements. Six, there is sufficient space on the property for parking to serve the office building. Seven, the applicant has stated the intention to maintain the residential appearance of the building that currently exists on the site. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the building shall be used for office use only. No retail sales or other commercial uses shall occur on the site. B, the building shall be permitted to have one lighted sign. The sign shall not exceed 32 square feet in size on each side. C, all security lighting shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, the business hours shall be limited to 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Additional hours for emergency services are permitted, but only on a limited as needed emergency basis. E, all entrances and roadway improvements shall be modified or installed as required by DelDOT. All required DelDOT improvements or modifications shall be shown or documented on the final site plan. F, the applicant shall install no parking signs along both Savannah Road and Quaker Road. All parking shall occur on site and in accordance with the requirements of the county zoning code for this use. The parking spaces located at the rear of the site shall only be utilized by employees of the site. All parking shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and on the site itself. G, the existing fence located on the property that separates this site from the adjacent property to the rear along Quaker Road shall remain in its current configuration and location, including restoration or repairs needed by the owner of the site. H, all trash receptacles shall be of a residential type and design. No commercial dumpsters shall be utilized on this site. I, the existing outbuilding on the rear of the site shall only be used for storage. J, as stated by the applicant during the public hearing, the residential appearance of the structure shall be maintained. K, failure to abide by any of these conditions of approval may result in revocation of this conditional use. And L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2431, Play It Safe LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2463, Chickberry Farms Events LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2463 for Chickberry Farms Events LLC for an event venue based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use will occur within a 140.12-acre parcel that is also used as a farm. Chickberry Farms has been used for a variety of events, including children's birthday parties, school trips, dances, weddings, and weddings for decades. This application simply seeks to confirm the longstanding use of the property within improvements proposed by the applicants. Two, this use is an extension of an ongoing agricultural use of the property and agricultural uses that occur on the surrounding farmland. This use can be considered as agritourism that promotes the agricultural industry in Sussex County. Three, the applicant intends to hold events that include weddings, birthday parties, 4-H events, educational events, parties, and similar functions within limited hours. Four, the site will have sufficient areas for parking. Five, with the conditions and limitations placed upon this conditional use, it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the area shall be an event venues for weddings, benefits, 4-H educational events, dinners, festivals, parties, and similar activities. B, the area set aside for conditional use, including all areas to be used for parking, shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. C, the consumption of alcoholic beverages shall be permitted during events on the site, subject to the approval from the Delaware Office of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commissioner. D, all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. The interior driveways and parking areas shall contain sufficient space for vehicles and shuttle buses to turn around completely on the site. E, all activities on the premises shall comply with fire marshal, parking capacity, and general permitting requirements. F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2463, Chickberry Farms Events LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. All right, that completes our old business.